Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard here in Metairie. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Future NFL Hall of Famer and Dome Patrol linebacker Pat Swilling will be signing his tequila and pitchers out here until noontime. So Pat's lobbying for it with us.
You might be the senior class.
Yeah, yeah. But somehow, some way, Pat will get in. I guarantee you, with the numbers that he put up, you'll find a large selection.
And you're not going to have players playing as long.
No. That's the thing today. With the money that's out there, players won't play. So, man, over 100 sacks, quarterback sacks.
That's what makes Cam Jordan so special.
That longevity.
And Mike, he is like old school, new school, any school. Cam Jordan, where he's at right now.
Any school.
That's why, boy, who that nation, we need to appreciate Cam Jordan. We all wish we couldn't even get like a 2-for-1. We couldn't get Peyton Turner.
Or Davenport together.
Together. They can't hold a Cam Jordan job. Now, ability-wise, but you got to be available. They always hurt or whatever.
And you're right about it. Man, if Davenport stays healthy,
no, he'll be
I would not be
with the
surprised.
Vikings. I agree.
You're talking about 13, 14 sacks in a 17-game season.
Without a doubt.
Goes to show the power of WWL. I just got this text, and Felix Hahnemann. And Felix plays with Zebra, the band Zebra.
Oh, tell me what you want.
No.
And, just one more.
But Marcy, just think of this.
To me, that's like Led Zeppelin Jr.
Last Saturday, played at Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood.
Really?
And so he was like, listen, Bayou Band, because it started out on the Bayou, a Bayou Band, and they've been together all those years. Now, we in high school, and we listening to Zebra, or going watch Zebra.
And they're still relevant.
And they're still relevant today.
That is Tim Acosta's favorite band. The reason I know those songs is because that's what he likes to play in the car when we're going, like, to a store.
Even the Big Apple, New York, knows about Zebra. You know, when you talk about where you're from and all
they
that.
They played at Carnegie Hall. Just think that.
Man, I even remember them playing at Old Man Rivers. It ain't there no more. Remember on Highway 90 by Bridge City?
The Yellow Banana.
The Yellow Banana by Clovely Land.
I am a newer Cajun. I only have 20 years of Cajun experience.
It was like the Yellow Banana was at Delta Farms on La Rose.
Yep.
I mean, I'm telling you, I remember it was like they had as many people in the building and twice as many outside. But it was like.
They couldn't have put everybody in the cop cars
if you were doing something bad. When Zebra was playing down the bay, you thought Led Zeppelin was on Bayou Lafourche.
It was
unbelievable, legendary.
So, Felix, amen. We appreciate the shout out and you listening. Man, he's always been a big fan here, listening to Bob, myself, WWL, radio across the board. You know, you grew up on the bayou, so to speak. You always got to keep in touch.
We love rock and roll.
With us Miss Marcy Nathan.
Well, and she's a rock and roller.
She's still rock and roller. And so I messed up. You know, I got times in my head still, like 4:10, 5:10. So she said, what do you want me on? I was like, 5:10. She said, I'll be in the pool at 5:10.
Yeah, if I don't have a drink in my hand and I'm not in the pool at 5:10 and I'm not from New Orleans.
Well, Marcy, Bob, what a great event y'all put on here at Rouse's. And, Boy, you look at this. I mean, it's all about promotions, and if you're associated with Rouse's, Ave, how you say it? Ave, I think I'm pronouncing
Ave
it right.
Ave tequila. Ave, like Ave Maria.
I know the Ave, like the tequila, the blue agave associated with it. What I was impressed with, talking with the people, no additives.
Yes.
You know, we no want additives. Everything pure this day and age. And I think, I mean, listen, Pat Swilling's a household name. The Dawn Patrol, the whole Gulf Coast, Gulf South. I mean,
it's your Who Dat Nation.
Who Dat
I don't know
Nation.
Who came up with that.
Right now, but I tell you what, this is great to be here at Power Boulevard. We've had some of our best shows at this store.
Yes.
100%. We've had some of our best shows here. We've certainly had some of our craziest shows.
Yeah,
here.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like Barone wins as like the crazy town when we're doing a remote, but right. Power is a close second.
But Rouse's are all over. We like north, south, east, west, and wherever we can get to be with Rouse's. So.
Yeah, you know, we're working on right now the Saints issue of our magazine. That's what we're deep into. You guys both have features in there. Mary Beth Romigum is doing stories on y'all, and we did a big story on Pat Swilling and the Dawn Patrol. It's really fantastic. And then another story that I know that Buddy D. That Bobby tells this whole real, I mean, I cried when I read it.
Well,
really
yeah, because it's like old school, but then it goes on from decade to decade, and who's associated with Saints football, and Rouse's has been a big part of that, and, you know, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue above me, beyond me and Mike and
once
all that
we lose
future.
This mortal coil.
And then, but it's unbelievable, and Rouse, I mean, you couldn't have – did you come up with that slogan, Marcy, Feels Like Home?
I did come up with Feels
Like
Home.
Oh,
hey, man,
you
but I don't want to – wait, but I don't want to take – no, wait. I don't really want to take credit for Feels Like Home because the customers actually came up with it. We had done this big survey right before the pandemic, and one of the things that came out of the survey was that customers said that more than any other grocery store on the Gulf Coast, the Rouse's Markets feels like home. And, I mean –
yeah.
Doesn't get anything better. What my team, which I have this amazing team, did, and we work with a great production company and a great outdoor company, we took that and made it Smells Like Home and Tastes Like Home and all of those things so that you had all the senses because that's what Feels Like Home is. You know?
Yeah, listen, I don't know how you expand, and I don't know if you could be ever nationwide, but to me, Rouse's Feels Like Home is the Who Dat Nation, the whole Gulf South, the whole Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You go from Alabama, Mobile area, you know, you go to Florida, Panama, all that area, that is Rouse's country.
It is Rouse's country, and it is Who Dat Nation.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, 100%. Bobby was talking to me about something before we went on, and I just feel like I have to tell everybody that's listening. Bobby, is it true that you're a lizard?
Yes. I don't know if it's a lizard.
Boy, see, why you want to start it?
No, because I always have to start something.
I
do.
The thing is, I don't know if it'd be a lizard. I guess on coast to coast late at night, you can hear the reptilian culture that, I don't really have body hair.
I
knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming because he actually pulled his shirt up. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be posting this on
We did a television show and he yanked it off.
We did?
I have never shaved under my arms and I don't have hair. Now, T-Bob inherited from his mom, so he's hairy.
T-Bob has all the hair, particularly on his face.
Okay, I haven't shaved in 10 days. Look, I can't grow a beard if I wanted to.
Bob, what you got on your face.
I'm like Apache. A patch here, a patch there.
What you got on your face in 10 days would be one day for me.
No, it's like, I don't know.
I feel like my legs would look like that after two or 3 days of not shaving. I have more hair on my legs.
That's pretty good.
I never forget that I didn't even have shave. I was 16 years and 10 months in high school, and I had peach fuzz. So I decided to shave just because I felt like, I finally shaved. And I was like, you know, when you play sports and you're in the shower in the locker room.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I felt like a little boy. I'm like looking around, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Mike is getting underneath the table. I just want everyone.
No, I'm good. I've heard it. I've seen the rerun.
Well, the whole thing, you develop late in life. When I was 14, I was 5'8", 115 pounds. When I was 17, I was 6'2", 190. And I didn't quit growing until I was 20 years old. Who could say that they grow after they're 18 years old? I grew 2 inches from 18 to 20 years
of age. Is that an ABAT genetic? An Hebert genetic with
you? I think it's more the Galleanos.
Okay.
On my mom's side, the Islinos, the Canary Islands. My grandpa was 84. The same thing like me. When I look at Papa Landry, and his brother was the president of Nicholls State University, Vernon Galliano.
I know that, yes.
So that family was where, you know, when you inherit stuff, yeah. You always look at that. And
they were a hairless bunch.
A hairless bunch, so I guess reptilian.
They were reptilian.
So yeah. Vernon yes. Galliano is the guy.
In
many
the 70s,
people
yep.
on the bayou remember Vernon. He was there in the late 70s into the 80s.
Yep.
At Nicholls State University as the president. Marcy, tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Let me tell you a little bit quick on Mom.
A little bit more let me tell you and what's happening here, Ross.
Well, let's talk about LSU. So okay. LSU is going on at 2 o'clock today. We're all excited. Our stores are
yeah.
crazy
yeah.
with people getting all kinds of food to be able to watch baseball. And it's hot outside. If you're not going to be in a pool like me, then you want to be watching baseball inside where there's some air conditioning, and or unless you're at Alex Box.
Well, it's baseball.
Ain't no AC there.
I couldn't.
Well, Mars, you have to
I'd have to be in ice.
Okay, Mars, you have to look at this, though. Mm-hmm. That there's a reason why the cream of the crop in baseball, in college baseball, is in the South. Because baseball was really a warm weather sport.
Yep.
So to me, it can never be too hot. Now, it can be too damn cold.
Okay.
You know, so you look at like, now you might have a team now and then from the Midwest or up in the Northeast, they might excel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the Yankees. I'm talking about college baseball. So it's the reason why the SEC is king. That's why I still don't understand why, because maybe they're not investing the money to Pac-12 out in California. California should be just like the SEC because the weather's nice. It's baseball weather. So that's why, even though it's hot today, no excuse for LSU.
There's no excuse for LSU today.
You got to take care of
it. They used to play it in this weather.
Yeah, you have to be able to take care of it.
How's South Carolina doing? My nephew is as a rising sophomore at South Carolina.
The Gamecocks?
Yep, Gamecocks. Yep, and I have a hat that says just
Cocks.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you look at the Gamecocks and where they're at right now, Marcy, I tell you what. They started off like gangbusters, then they had injuries, but they were outstanding in the regional. No, so watch out for South Carolina.
Now, Tennessee, Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The dark horse, though, Marcia, if you want to put a little coin on this, would be like TCU.
Really?
Watch out for the Horned Frogs. They put a whooping on the Razorbacks.
Well, I mean, they're called Horned Frogs.
Yeah, Horned Frogs.
So anybody that can walk around is worse than Gamecocks.
Who can be against a Horned Frog, right?
I want you guys to come out and get all your food for baseball. I want you all to be
jazzed up
for baseball. I want y'all to be paying attention to our weekly ads. We have so many great specials, so many low prices on things. If you're I'm just super excited about how hot our ads are right now too, so come out and get them. We have these big beautiful watermelons right behind Mike, so if you're looking for watermelons, we have beautiful watermelons right now. Produce is great, and we're celebrating. I have one more thing. Sorry, I have to sell one more thing.
No, go ahead.
But this is important because I'm so proud of this. This is our 100th anniversary of City Produce. So City Produce was the original company that Rouse's roots are in City Produce. J.P. Rouse, who immigrated to America from Sardinia with his parents, he started City Produce in 1923.
You know, I love this.
I know this, Bobby. This is all of it. This
oh,
all of it. 1923. He came over from Sardinia, worked on the truck farms in Marrero. I think everybody forgets about the truck farms.
Yeah. Truck farm.
And then he started a business. He grew, was growing stuff in Thibodaux, and then he started a business taking produce that was grown in Terrebonne and Lafourche and sending it around the world, around the country, took it to the French market. He would buy all the shallots. I think you and I have talked so much about shallots.
Yeah. And my grandfather
and
was.
Your grandfather was.
Garlic.
Yes.
He would grow garlic. And man, I can remember it. My grandmother would plait that garlic.
Yes.
It was like in four or six or 10, 12.
Man. Well, you look farm to table, like farm to market. I mean, that's the way it was done. I mean, you can't have a weak work ethic and be able to accomplish
and be a
great
farmer.
Things.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's been really amazing. And the number of people who have reached out to us who've said, my grandfather did this, my father did this.
Right.
Tim went to school with the guys from Chack Bay, who the Perkles, and we had Perkles who worked with Mr. Anthony Rouse and JP and all of that. And it's really sort of amazing seeing all of Terrebonne and Lafourche come together with that and then the people's memories of all these markets, which we think of going to the French market today. We don't really think necessarily that's not where I would – if I want farm fresh produce, I'm going to Rouse's. But people were going to all these markets before. So it's really incredible.
Can you imagine you tell a young kid today, like, remember my grandpa Galliano Landry, that the Depression era is like digging potatoes. Go work in the field, potatoes. What, you tell a young kid to do that now? They look at you like you were crazy.
But that's what got everybody. That's what got them through the Depression.
The line of the potatoes. Right. Oh, yeah. They ain't doing that. Marcy, thanks
thank
so much.
Thank you all so much. We love having y'all here.
We love having you here,
you guys,
baby.
Stay, have fun today.
All right. We'll be back on WWL. Always shop Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of the Saints.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard, here in Metairie. Mike Dettiglio, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We got Luke Augusta with us to make sure everything goes right. And ex-Saint Dome Patrol linebacker, future Pro Football Hall of Famer Pat Swilling is here till noontime today, signing autographs. Also, he's got his Ave Tequila out here. So if you're in the area, stop on by at Rouse's Markets. You'll find a large selection of your favorite liquor, wine, or beer. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have on with us Ms. Chessa Boucher, who covers the LSU Fighting Tigers baseball team, also football team, and recruiting, everything else in between. Chess, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Chess, you know, it's such the big buildup because you know what two wins does for you. It brings you back to Omaha. And there's a lot of pressure on this team. Sort of, you feel it. The outside pressure gets to the team that it's Omaha. This team has to get to Omaha. Now, what happens after that is sometimes the luck of the draw on how things go. How have they been able to handle it from the way you look at it? They've been handling the pressures that follows a team that was preseason number one. What, they were number one like 14 weeks, and now, hey, let Wake Forest carry that crown for a little while and see how heavy it is. how have they kind of taken this in stride and feeling that pressure of being number one for so long?
And like Mike Sage has, it's like, we need to go back the first time in 6 years. Come on. It's not winning a national championship.
Okay, Chessa, have you been to Omaha?
I've been as a fan. I went in 2014 because I went to Ole Miss for undergrad. And so when Ole Miss finally broke the curse and got to Omaha for the first time in like 43 years, I went as a grad student from LSU. It was a gift from my parents. So we went to Omaha and had a blast. It was phenomenal. But I think you're right, guys. I mean, I'm not mad about Wake Forest having that number one ranking. We all know that.
Me neither.
The last time the number one team in the country won in Omaha was 1999, so I'm okay with not being number one. I think LSU's handled the pressure really well. They've had a phenomenal season. I know the back half of SEC play was kind of brutal, but a lot of that, they had mistakes. Their pitching staff had a ton of questions. You didn't really know who was going to play well, and especially with that starting rotation, you didn't know who that third piece was for Sunday games. And then you saw it all started with Kentucky. The head coach of Kentucky decided to pitch backwards to Paul Skeens and not throw the race until Saturday and got the win. But LSU basically gave that series away. And so I'm very confident in this weekend. And like you said, just two wins away. I'll be honest, I think LSU gets it done in two. I don't think there'll be a game three, but we'll find out.
Well, Chessa, you look at it, a great start yesterday. If you follow college baseball, look at the Duke Blue Devils. They win at Charlottesville against Virginia, number seven, yeah. Virginia. They come out on top. And I watched that game last night. I'm watching the NBA playoffs. I'm watching college baseball. How about Oral Roberts and Oregon? All of a sudden, Oral Roberts is up. 8-0 is the biggest comeback ever in super regional history, and then
Ducks got it done.
They won 9-8, and yeah. I look at Francis Oral Roberts, the only number four original seed to make it to the supers under the current format that basically started two decades plus. They were riding the nation's longest winning streak at 21. Now Oregon was able to overtake them. And they've won 39 in the past 42. So that's going to be a challenge for Oregon. But then you look at Oregon now, they've won 10 straight after dropping five in a row. And then, Chester, comment on that. And then also I'm looking at TCU has won nine in a row and 17 of 19 and how they put a whooping in Oregon. So, you always look at like, okay, what's that maybe value and a bet? But looking at TCU – that's a team that I would not necessarily go against, especially that Indiana State has to go to Fort Worth against TCU Horned Frogs.
Now, there might be a weather situation today, a little bit worse than potentially what could happen in Baton Rouge. But, Chess, you being a former college athlete yourself, man, when you playing well and you got confidence, nothing like it. Nothing like it in sports.
Oh, 100%. And that's what I absolutely love about college baseball. You know, the season is long. You have 56 games. It is a long haul. You really find out, what your team is made of and what you go. You have peaks and valleys. It's not like college football where one team typically dominates the entire season. You see guys and you see teams that end up, doing really well. I mean, for a while there, South Carolina looked like the best team in the SEC. They're not that same team in the postseason. And in the postseason especially, it's not about the most talented team. It's about the team that's playing their best ball. And we saw that from Ole Miss last year, the last one to get into the NCAA tournament, got red hot, rode two arms, won a national championship for the first time. But going back to talking about that Duke game, it's crazy to see because Giovanni DiGiacomo, former LSU Tiger playing in the outfield for the Blue Devils, came up big. He scored the go-ahead run that eventually won it in game one. They're just one win away from getting to Omaha. So you see talent all over the field, and that came from LSU. He was a great guy. I felt kind of bad for him because Dylan Cruz, obviously we didn't expect him to come to campus, takes over that center field job, and Gio just didn't really have a spot on this team. So he left and transferred to Duke this year. So it's cool to see him have success. But, yeah, it's baseball is so much fun in the postseason because you just don't – there's no way you know what's going to happen. It's just those teams that get hot, and it's impressive, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
You know, Chessie, you brought up South Carolina. You know the hot start that they got off, and then all of a sudden they had injuries, and then they were impressive in the regional. The 15 national seed, they're going to go at Florida, number two Florida. And if you look at it, it doesn't matter when you play a team, but South Carolina swept a three-game series with the Gators when I was in Columbia back in April. So I'm kind of intrigued with that. Even though they're playing at Florida, they got to be confident considering they were able to sweep Florida. But even if you look at, like, Super Regionals, how you're familiar with one another, three of the Super Regionals match teams from the same conference. Like I just mentioned, South Carolina at Florida, Kentucky at LSU, and, you know, in the Southeastern Conference. And we brought up Duke and Virginia from the ACC. So the bottom line is that all of a sudden you could be in a scenario where you think, okay, we've beaten this team, we played them, but you can end up playing them like five or six times when all said and done if you keep winning.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's kind of the leg up for LSU against Kentucky. Everybody's like, do you think it's a good thing or it's a bad thing that y'all played before? And I think it's a good thing. I think LSU essentially back in April when they hosted Kentucky took two out of three. LSU shot themselves in the foot. Kentucky is a very veteran lineup, and if you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay for it. And we saw that in game two. Blew a big lead. Braden Joubert dropped the ball in right field. Kentucky scored three and kind of ran away with it. And so if LSU plays clean ball this weekend, I don't think it's really going to be a huge competition. I think it's going to be great games, but I don't think you're going to go out there and just see crazy amounts of runs scored. I think there will be plenty of hitting, but it's all about defensively, if LSU can play a clean ball game, I think it's their series to lose, essentially, and punch their ticket to Omaha for the first time since 2017.
Yeah, Chess, like you said, you can't have three errors.
No. I mean, no, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I don't care who you playing. It could be any.
You can't
game.
Hit enough home runs to make up for that.
That's right. True. That is true. Chess, one of the things, too, is there a hotter hitter in baseball right now than Travinsky? And now him and Cade, back to back. Okay, because Bob and I, we grew up in the country. So we do know people say, lightning don't strike twice in the same spot. Well, that's a bunch of I'm going to clean it up. That's incorrect. We've seen it. And you saw it in baseball, back-to-back games where Travinsky and Cade
hit home run,
following one another. But Travinsky right now, he's got the hottest bat in baseball.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's crazy we all knew this LSU lineup was extremely talented. They can swing a bat. The start of the season, it was all about the 1-2 punch with Dylan Cruz and followed that up with Tommy White or vice versa. And then here in the postseason, now we have Hayden Travinsky and Cade Beloso. And I think hitting is contagious, and especially in your own ballpark, you're comfortable, you know what you're looking for, and especially against, like, this Kentucky pitching staff, they're not out there throwing aces. They don't really have a true ace. They're all a bunch of kind of, I don't want to say mediocre, but, like, average arms coming in. You're not going to face a lot of lefties, which is great news for Tiger fans because LSU has absolutely struggled against lefties. We saw that in Hoover against A&M. So I think Hayden has been through a lot. He's from my hometown. We actually went to the same high school, High School in Bossier City. And he has battled through injuries. He has done a lot. He actually looked to get in the transfer portal and then had a conversation with Jay and was like, well, I'm just going to gut it out. And he's just one of those team guys, and he has really waited his turn. I mean, for me, especially looking at the catching position when you had Brady Neal, who was one of the best catchers in the country, come in and take over that starting job as a true freshman, and you have Alex Milazzo, who is a phenomenal defensive catcher. I mean, Hayden was like sitting there saying, you know, should I stay or should I go? Man, now he's hitting the piss out of the ball, and it is a lot of fun to watch.
Now, Chessa, when you look at, like, history and tradition, and I talked about, LSU trying to get back to Omaha for the first time in 6 years. And this is why the expectations are high amongst Tiger fans. LSU's 16 Super Regional appearances ranked second all-time to Florida State at 17. For instance, Stanford and South Carolina tied for third with 14. Texas is sixth with 13. You look at Florida is eighth with 11. Now, the Longhorns has won the most games in Super Regionals and has the second-best winning percentages. Boy, this is impressive. Texas is, like, in Super Regionals, 23-8. And then I look at behind Tennessee, which is 77-8, almost 800 winning percentage. They're 7-2, and this is at playing at least four games. But when you look at traditional powerhouses, you almost expect if they're not in the hunt, they're always going to be there, whether it's LSU, Florida State, Stanford, or like a Texas or Florida type team.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've seen over the years Texas hasn't been the same ball club in a while, and I'm okay with that. Especially with right. some of the SEC and TVs. They're on the up now. But, yeah, I think it's kind of crazy me going back to the early 2000s. I remember being in high school and watching it was always UNC. It was Cal State Fullerton. It was Texas, all LSU always in the mix. And what we've seen over the years, I mean, Coastal Carolina, you know, came in and won a national championship who everybody was like, who is Coastal Carolina? So right. I think with baseball and how you have your powerhouses, but it's also the teams that get hot at the right time and make a real deep run. And I mean, look what Southern Miss has been able to do back-to-back years. They're hosting a super regional. It's just so much fun. Like, I just don't see another sport that is as fun to watch in postseason as college baseball because you just never know.
Well, Chessa, you bring up, Coastal Carolina. To me, the version this year, the version of that is Oral Roberts. Now, they lost to Oregon 9-8. But I didn't realize this. Oral Roberts, you know, you think about, oh, yeah, that's that religious school. But Oral Roberts started playing baseball in 1966. Now, they reached the College World Series in 1978. I didn't realize they had this many players. So 24 players from Oral Roberts are in the major leagues. Now, we all know right there in Oklahoma, they whipped Oklahoma State and Stillwater three times this season, including in the regional opener. So Oklahoma State can't say we better than Oral Roberts. No, you played them three times and you're 0-3.
No, you Oral Roberts is state champs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't say you better. But I think Oral Roberts is, I don't know if they're going to come back against Oregon, but they kind of like the Coastal Carolina type team this year.
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of like with Kentucky. This is new territory for them.
Yes.
They've only been a super regional twice. And, like, not to hate on them because I don't have a problem with Kentucky, but, like, last weekend in their regional, they were bragging about how they broke attendance records with 6,000. Like, that's cute. 6,000
right.
at a regional, really? Like, come to the box and we'll show you how you really do postseason baseball. Cause it is going to be absolutely insane there today. Hopefully the weather holds off and it's not an issue because we saw last weekend with the weather what we had to go through to get the games going, and the crowds were wonderful, but it's not the same when you have weather delays and people go
right.
home. And I get it. I understand it. I would have much rather been home with my feet up on the couch watching baseball than sitting in the media tent. But with a full house, it is just a different animal. Cade Beloso even said when he hit his home run in game one, he blacked out. Like, he got in the box. And he said he basically just went numb. Like, he couldn't feel his body but the roar of the crowd. And I just think that speaks volumes to Tiger fans and what the box brings. And especially, it's just such another level when it's postseason baseball at the box.
Chessa, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, I know you got a big day Monday. Anybody wants to see a great story on Joel Rogers, West Feliciana. Hope he don't go to Alabama. He's going to make his decision come Monday. It was a great spot you did on it, Chessa. So appreciate that, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks so much. Chessa Boucher from Fox Baton Rouge Pride does a great job online and also on the air. We'll be back with more sports talk here from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard. Mike Dettelier,
Bobby Hebert and Pat Swilling here till noontime. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Pat Swilling here till noontime, signing autographs. Also, his Ave Tequilas for sale at Rouse's Markets. You can find a large selection of your favorite liquor, wine, beer. One-stop shopping all across the board here. We went a little bit long with Chesa Boucher. We'll have to throw it back to break, and we'll come back and finish it up in the 11 o'clock hour right here on the Big 870. We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, our special edition. We live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Pat Swilling will be here a few more minutes signing autographs. Also, he's out with his Ave Tequila. And at Rouse's, you can find that large selection of wine, beer, alcohol right here at Rouse's on Power Boulevard. Also, all your food needs for the weekend, come here at Rouse's Markets. They have everything that you're looking for all season long. We talked a little bit about it with Chesa, but this coming Monday, one of the top players in the state of Louisiana from West Feliciana High School is going to make his announcement on where he goes to high school, and that's Joe Rogers, who has played quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback, safety. And so Chesa did a story on Joe Rogers, and you can find it online at Chesa Boucher. If you can't get the name right, you can go on my Twitter site. I've retweeted it there. Chesa does a great job of covering it. But it'll be a big story Monday once LSU finishes up business baseball. Well, Joe Rogers from West Feliciana, where he ends up.
Well, Mike, you got to get to two wins. I'm just looking. I went to the restroom, and I'm just looking like, all of a sudden, Duke's up. Virginia's coming back. They're up 3-0 against Duke. It's early on, but I mean, you look at it, I think Virginia was surprised that Duke was able to overtake them, because you look at Duke, they're like 38-22 on the season. Virginia's the seventh ranked team. They were 48-12 and they lost the first round, and now I think it might have woke up Virginia. So, Mike, it's interesting.
Bob, you go home.
Yeah. How can you get the two wins? So, that's going to be intriguing how that transpired. You know, they're familiar with one another. Like I said, the three of the super regionals was matched against the same conference, like South Carolina, Florida, Kentucky, and LSU today from the SEC, and Duke, Virginia. They're both from the ACC. So they're familiar with one another. But this is the time you want to win. You know, no matter what happened in the regular season.
You can't on the losing streak.
So the same thing. Look at LSU. Okay, we won two out of three against Kentucky. But how are we going to be judged or measured? what they do this Super Regional. It don't matter what happened in the regular season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Bob, because I think the pressure so much when you're a preseason number one.
It's on
you
LSU.
You
got
to get to Omaha.
But
what happens there?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Lanyap.
That's the luck of the draw. And if you can get hot, your pitching stays good and your hitting can continue. But, man, it is to get to Omaha.
Well, stay tuned, folks. Don't go anywhere because after the news, I still want to talk about Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens and the Golden Spikes nominees for that award, two of the three
we'll
of the finalists.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.